Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israel is increasing its attacks in Gaza while hunting down Hamas terrorists. Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter in southern Gaza as bombing intensifies in the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli military ordered Palestinians to immediately evacuate half a dozen areas in South Gaza. The Iranian-backed Houthis are claiming responsibility for hitting three commercial ships from around the world with bombs in the Red Sea yesterday. The USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones that officials say were launched from Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. U.S. Central Command claims it represents a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security. It's unclear how many drones were shot down by the destroyer. No casualties were reported to the U.S. government, and the extent of damage is claimed to be minor. The New York Police Department is reporting a New York man stabbed his family to death and injured two police officers before he was shot and killed. Dave Collins has more.
Police officers in Queens were dispatched to a multifamily home around 5 Sunday morning. Police say upon the officer's arrival, the suspect was seen attempting to vacate the premises with luggage, and he stabbed one cop in the head and another one in the neck. A 30-year veteran of the police force shot and killed the suspect.
Roughly 5,000 gallons of wine were intentionally spilled at Sparkman Cellars in Woodinville, Washington. That's about a half hour's drive northeast of Seattle. The King County Sheriff's Office says the destruction happened last month. A suspect is seen on surveillance video entering the winery through an employee door with a code. The suspect was wearing a cowboy hat and a mask. Woodinville police have not made an arrest, and they have not identified a suspect. Today is officially National Cookie Day. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ready for the Supreme Court when it comes to buoys in the Rio Grande River to keep immigrants from entering the United States illegally. A recent appeals court ruling ordered Abbott to remove the buoys from the water. Abbott said the law applies to navigable waters and claimed the Rio Grande is not navigable by definition. The governor said the state will file another appeal, and if they lose that, SCOTUS will be asked to intervene. Police are cautioning Christmas shoppers this holiday season about gift cards. It's a scam called card draining.
Card draining. That's where thieves remove a gift card from the store shelves, gather its information, and then return it to the rack. Subsequently, when unsuspecting buyers purchase the compromised gift card, the thieves exploit the stolen card number and PIN codes to deplete its value. Authorities advise consumers to ensure the card is sealed and shows no signs of tampering. Make sure you keep your receipts, and in case of fraud, contact the company and take a picture of the card with its serial number and codes for reporting purposes. I'm Skip Kelly.
Oxford University Press has chosen the word of the year, RIZZ, R-I-Z-Z. Oxford, in a press release, said it was chosen because it's an interesting example of how language can be formed, shaped, and shared within communities. Riz is defined as style, charm, or attractiveness. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me tell you, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. How are you? Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday to you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rebecca Terrell is going to be with us. She is the senior editor for the New American Magazine. She joins us now. Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, I've been looking forward to this conversation. I have been warned not to have this conversation. This may be one of the last conversations that I'm able to have on the radio because it's that controversial. Because I believe that we need to be honest about the issue of abortion.
Pull out all the stops.
I have to say this. I mean, if this is the last radio show I do, it's worth it because, you know, we have danced around this issue of abortion. We have 50 years of experience of women enduring the horrific decision brought to us by a Supreme Court, not a law, but a decision, and the death of over 100 million babies. The scarring of women, and I would say an increasing number of men, as they come to realize that what we have done, we have committed murder on the most innocent of innocents. And this is what it comes down to. And you recently interviewed or you did a review on Dr. Linda Royal's book. And this is what finally convinced me. You did such a great job in The New American on this review of her book, because she lays it out. I mean, this is a woman who's laying out this conspiracy of child sacrifice, right?
Absolutely, and it is. That's the name of her book, is Sacrifice, the Abortion Conspiracy. And she named it that because abortion is a satanic sacrifice. And let's not take her word for it. Look what Cosmopolitan Magazine just published in their most recent issue. They are bragging about the ritualistic satanic abortion. There is a new abortion clinic opened up in New Mexico. It's mockingly named after Samuel Alito's mother. And they are teaching women how to perform their own satanic ritual abortions at home with abortion pills, telling them the spells and incantations to perform. And, you know, we know this. It wasn't just Dr. Linda Royal who uncovered this, that it is a satanic sacrifice. There's a gentleman by the name of Zachary King who used to be a grand wizard in the satanic church. He was very highly sought after by companies because he could cast spells over their products and they would sell more product because of the spells he cast. And so, but he said himself, you know, there are a lot in satanic covens. You have a satanic coven in your city too, at least one. They don't advertise themselves as, hey, we're a satanic coven. It's some type of a, you know, goodwill outreach type of a brick and mortar. set up. Mm-hmm. But once you get into it, you realize you're in a satanic coven, but they have ritual abortions at those locations all the time. This is another, a priest I know who is an exorcist, said that the same demon who spearheaded child sacrifice of the old Incan and Mayan and Aztec cultures is the same demon in controlling abortion in America. And, you know, we have the day Roe v. Wade was overturned and everyone was rejoicing, and I was thrilled too. I don't want mm-hmm. to say I was thrilled, but I was hesitantly happy because I said, this is not an end. People were like, well, abortion is through. No, yeah. It's not. The Supreme Court, now, granted, they weren't dealing with this issue in that particular case that they reviewed and handed down their decision in. But the issue is that unborn children need to be acknowledged as human beings and protected by the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's something that the Supreme Court needs to do and has not done. Mm-hmm. That way we wouldn't have all of this fighting over in various states now, and you see what they're doing too with 2024. The Democrats know they've got a losing candidate for president, and so look at the big push in the media for the big issue in the 2024 campaign is abortion, because they mm-hmm. want to distract us from the fact that things like the economy and all our energy policies and this, you know, net zero nonsense that they're trying to foist on us, they're trying to distract us away from that because they know those issues are not popular with people mm-hmm. and those are only going to hurt the Democrats' cause in 2024. So they're making it about abortion is the big issue.
Yeah, now that reproductive rights that somehow gives you the right, the man-made right to murder.
Right.
How do you square that up? See, it can't be squared up. And psychologically, it is causing damage to women who have been lied to since 1973 and even before, because it started in the 70s, early 70s. They were lied to about abortion, right? And so, but they had to deal with the reality of, my God, I killed my child. And especially today, Rebecca, as you know, you're a former nurse, with the technology and how science has advanced the issue. This is why, Planned Parenthood doesn't want a woman to see a sonogram of her baby, before she goes through the abortion.
And it's such a lie that, we're going back to the days when women had to use coat hangers. That is such a lie. I think I've told you the story before that my mother had it. My mother was advised by her doctor. I was born prior to Roe v. Wade. She was advised by her doctor to terminate the pregnancy because I wasn't going to survive anyway. The abortion was already happening in hospitals by OB-GYNs. He could write anything he wanted to. Mm-hmm. This is a complete, total lie, but we know who is at the helm of abortion. He is the father of lies.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. we can only expect lies. This is very much, much more, I would say, a spiritual issue for this country, mm-hmm. even more.
You're exactly right. See, this is the whole issue, exactly, is that it's not about the doctors. It's an individual movement. You got to look in the mirror. Right. Did God say or did he not say? Did he not say, be fruitful and multiply? Margaret Sanger and the eugenicists and the globalists say we're overpopulated. God calls it a baby. Abortionists call it a fetus and treat a pregnancy like a disease. God says it's a blessing. Democrats from their party platform supports abortion on demand at any time for any reason. God is life. The Democratic Party platform disavows God and supports death. Because of shame alone, self-esteem, you know, people become, alone and they lose self-esteem. Many repeat. And basically, it's almost like they become unpaid prostitutes, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Sadly.
That's a great, that actually is a great analogy.
Yeah, this is such that, again, we got to call it out for what it is. And it's not that we're, condemning anybody. Look, we get it. We've all played a role. and bought into the lie, but we know better. So we don't need to continue with the lie. But like you said, Rebecca, so clearly, this is between you and God and something that you need to earnestly seek after in order to reconcile. We're going to talk more about it on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Rebecca Terrell from the New American, the senior editor here. And we're talking about the thing you're not supposed to talk about abortion. And again, our conversation about this is not to indict anyone, to shame anyone. It's to talk truth here. Okay, this isn't a political deal. This is not a wedge issue. I'm not asking for your vote. I'm not asking of anything. What I'm doing is I'm laying everything out on the line so that you will know the truth and truly be set free. Because for over 50 years, you've been lied to. And the reason that we had this organic movement to change what happened and bring in the Dobbs decision and reject Roe v. Wade was because of the results. It wasn't few, it wasn't rare. It was anything but. Women were being, were dying because of abortions and other complications that psychologically that nobody wants to address. I mean, you know, you've heard me use this analogy before. You know, the doctors would say, Planned Parenthood would say, well, it's just a tumor. It doesn't mean anything. You know, everybody's doing this. You know, they make it so casual. And then the woman wonders why she's grieving over a tumor. And, you know, because I don't know, Rebecca, I don't know many women who say, oh, my goodness, you know, I had my tumor extracted 7 years ago and my tumor would have been 7 years old. Right.
Right, exactly. And you know, we do have to be very sensitive because there are people, I mean, think about it, 4,000 abortions a day. There are people that you know who have had abortions and
yes.
People who are grieving over that. And I want to assure everyone who has and is regretting it, there are so many helps out there. I want to encourage people to reach out to Rachel's Vineyard, which is an outreach that will help you recover spiritually, psychologically, and physically, too. People don't understand this is dangerous. Abortion is dangerous for mothers, too.
Yes.
They're told, oh, it's just removing a tumor. No, the OB-GYN who goes in there to perform the abortion, if the child is small enough, they simply cut the child into pieces and vacuum it out. If it's old, if it's bigger, they have to crush the skull first and then cut the rest of the body up and suck it into a vacuum, through a vacuum tube, into a receptacle. But it is law. They have to count the body parts. And the reason they do, they have to count what they pull out, because if you leave anything in there, you can cause an infection and kill the woman.
Yes, exactly.
And that is why most OB-GYNs refuse to do abortions, because you can't count body parts and keep thinking it's a tumor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you see little hands and little feet and you see little toes and you know you just butchered a child, there are only about 10% of OB-GYNs at any given time, certainly less than 20% are abortionists, and most do not stay in the profession long. You know, some see it, and I'll tell you what, the driving factor is not helping women. The driving factor is a lucrative industry. And another lie that they're telling is, because Roe v. Wade was turned around, I had to carry my miscarriage, my dead baby around in me. There is no abortion clinic on this earth that handles miscarriages. If you have a miscarriage, you go to a doctor's office, you go to a hospital, and there is no abortion law or lack thereof that affects miscarriage care. And there's no doctor on this earth, even an abortionist, who's allowed to leave anything dead inside the woman.
That's exactly. Off.
So that is a lie.
Yeah.
If you hear that in the media, just know they are flat out lying to you. They're trying, some women do this to get attention.
Well, the situation that we're facing, the reality is that as you write in reviewing Dr. Royale's book, you say, what kind of monster would chop a helpless baby into pieces or crush its skull and dismember its body? What wouldn't the beast deserve who would poison an infant with chemicals that induce slow, agonizing death? These are the two alternatives that abortion doctors perform on women every day.
Yep.
And you know, and when you think about that, is it that look at I don't think these women are monsters, but it's monstrous what is being done. But they have been so conditioned and brainwashed to think that somehow this is acceptable. But
right.
What is being done is monstrous. I mean, your child being dismembered and sucked out of your womb.
Right. Exactly. Or, and the abortion pill, the second option that you described there was the abortion pill. People think that they just take a pill, it gets rid of that clump of cells in the womb, and it's flushed out. No, that's not what happens. It burns the baby, it starves the baby, it strangulates the baby in the womb. It is terribly, terribly dangerous for the mother. Even one of them that is performed successfully causes great pain. Women have delivered their babies in toilets before because they send them home with the abortion pill. You have the abortion
exactly.
at home, and you are faced with that living that formerly living child dead in your toilet when you deliver it there. Also, something like 20. I interviewed Dr. Christina Francis, who is the president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. She said something around I want to say it was 20%. I remember being just astonished at the number, but of pregnancies that are ectopic pregnancies,
yes.
where
yeah.
the zygote implants instead of in the womb where it's supposed to, it implants somewhere else, usually in the fallopian tubes. This is always there is no child that can survive that. It is always going to die, and if it's left in that fallopian tube, it will also kill the mother once the fallopian tube bursts. So that is considered a life-threatening situation. Every single pro-life obstetrician gynecologist is going to immediately handle that and save the life of the mother, knowing that the baby cannot develop, in the fallopian tube.
And you're saying that
like
occurs
20%?
That occurs 20% of the time. You said right.
Something like 20. I'm digging back in my memory, and I remember it being something around that number. Mm-hmm. of pregnancies, it was a high number of pregnancies that are
right.
actually ectopic. If you take that abortion pill when you have that situation, you could easily die.
Mm-hmm.
You will, if you do not have medical care, you will die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dr. Francis told me. She said, this is so very, very, they're sending these things in the mail to women now. Women can mail order these things now. And they're administering them without any doctor's care at home. They're threatening their lives, and that's
why is the government so irresponsible in allowing this to happen to America's women?
Okay, look at this. Who do we have established? The spiritual world exists. We have invited God out.
Yes.
And he's a gentleman. He doesn't stick around where he's not wanted. He says, okay, if you want to handle it on your own, there you go. And he turns them over to a reprobate spirit, and that is biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical authority. We have enshrined abortion, that is willful murder. We have enshrined the sin of sodomy, that is this supposed right to gay marriage. We have enshrined the oppression of the poor with a horrible welfare system. These are demonic things. We have enshrined the concept of defrauding a laborer of his just wages, that is, through the income tax. These are four sins crying to heaven for vengeance. That's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, through the legalization of murder, a lawlessness civilization has been given rise to your point here, Rebecca. And it is right there in front of us. I mean, look what's happening. Crime in the streets. Open prostitution. My son was just driving in L.A. yesterday afternoon, broad daylight, because the prostitution is so wide open. A woman is walking absolutely butt naked down the streets, down Main Street in Los Angeles. This is what has become of our country. It's become an open cesspool of all sorts of evil, murder, crime, suicide, drugs, child sex trafficking, you name it, on full display. Rebecca Terrell, thank you.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot.
The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select Program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/giftguides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
USA News Update. Israel is increasing its attacks in Gaza while hunting down Hamas terrorists. Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter in southern Gaza as bombing intensifies in the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli military ordered Palestinians to immediately evacuate half a dozen areas in south Gaza. The Iranian-backed Houthis are claiming responsibility for hitting three commercial ships from around the world with bombs in the Red Sea yesterday. The USS Kearney destroyer shot down several drones that officials say were launched from Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. U.S. Central Command claims it represents a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security. It's unclear how many drones were shot down by the destroyer. No casualties were reported to the U.S. government, and the extent of damage is claimed to be minor. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With this great American idea that when we honor our birthright, it goes well for us. Not only for us, but the world. You look at the impact that America has had, and with the decline of our morality and the decline of virtue and first principles, we've put so much at risk. Again, we the people, this country, and others who have relied on us, you know, as John Winthrop prayed, that we would be that shining light on a hill to remind others that it is because of the hand of God and because of godly principles that America is exceptional. The founders knew that history and civics were indispensable to this new American nation, based not on state religion or the bloodline of kings, but on shared ideals and principles. This was a unique idea 250 years ago or so. It's more important than ever today. That's the message of the Pioneer Institute, which is reinvigorating history and civics education in America with the goal of having every high school graduate pass the U.S. citizenship. What a novel idea, right? Well, with us right now is Jamie Gass, the director of the Pioneer Institute Center for School Reform. Jamie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, God bless you for this this vision to do this. This is something that's greatly lacking. We're seeing what's happening in the streets of America today, and so much we can look at as this is a result of our kids being ignorant, not being taught civics, not being taught history. You know, the educational curriculum has been hijacked to promote an agenda that is not consistent with the founding of this nation, frankly.
No, you're so right. It's one of the reasons why we published this book, Restoring the City on a Hill, U.S. History and Civics in America's Schools. And you really hit the nail on the head. The founders viewed history and civics as the wellspring for informed and knowledgeable citizenship. Mm-hmm. And, of course, civic virtue was a component of that. They knew well from history and examples all across constitutions over time that civic virtue was the cornerstone of informed citizenry. So a lot of what we try to do with this book is to remind people that this has got to be a centerpiece of what K-12 education is doing, and in truth, it needs to be happening in higher ed and education in other places too.
See, I've maintained those three important words that are in our Constitution, we the people. There's huge, that's a huge, effect of three most powerful letters, because it really states the responsibility of the birthright and the continuation of this great American idea. If we the people check out and we become passive, we're going to lose this idea. And if you think not, I mean, people see every day, it's like it's slipping through our fingers. You know, the great American idea that our founders had established, and one that's being demonstrated today in the Beltway of America in D.C., is certainly not consistent with the civic responsibilities. You know, the people are being misrepresented, all in the name of power and control.
No, you're so right. And the reality of it is there's just a qualitative difference between a subject, which is what the founding fathers and the revolutionary generation broke away from when they left England, and citizens. Mm-hmm. And citizen, there's a required, not just rights, but a duty, a sense of responsibility.
Exactly.
that you're in ownership, that you have a stake in the success of your country and your state. And these are principles and ideals about our republic that students need to be taught. They're not going to just learn it on their own. They're not going to get it spontaneously. They need to be taught and instructed about it. They have to understand the cornerstone of the founding documents, the Federalist Papers, Bill of Rights. They have to know about the major events in U.S. history, the Civil War. It's very difficult to understand this country if you don't understand the Civil War or the fights over abolishing slavery, World War One, World War Two, Civil Rights Movement, Cold War. These are all the kinds of things that, like being literate or having basic ability to do mathematics, students need to have this. It's fundamental to our way of life and our civilization. I think you're absolutely spot on. We are witnessing every day what it looks like when you don't teach people about the history of the country and the sort of civic responsibilities that go along with it.
Well, you said something a moment ago that is so key here, and I want it screaming through the airwaves and around this nation of ours, and that is duty. It is our duty. We cannot abandon our responsibility and our duty to carry forth this democratic republic. If we become laissez-faire, which I believe that we are dangerously there in so many respects, then we're going to end up losing this, you know, in much the same way when Benjamin Franklin was asked after one of the Continental Congresses by a woman who said, okay, what kind of government do we got into the Democratic Republic if you can keep it? Well, here we are, you know, some 250 years later, and we're realizing that if we don't wake up to the reality that it is our duty, it's not a right, but it is our duty to to carry forth what our founding fathers began with, this great American idea, then, you know, because the idea of duty, Jamie, I think has a definitive responsibility, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, there are very few institutions these days, unfortunately, that talk about it. The military is one of those institutions, and I think people understand that whether you're talking about some of the great military leaders across history, starting with George Washington, I mean, there's no good reason why a ragtag army of farmers was going to take on the British Empire and win. And it was really the responsibility and the duty and character of George Washington that helped not only establish the country and break it free from Great Britain, but also relinquished that power once he was president. He relinquished it when he was general and or commander of the Continental Army, and then he relinquished it again after two terms. And that model was one that spoke loudly to the founders. That's why they, in truth, why they created the presidency, for someone of character and of self-restraint. But there are a lot of military figures. Ulysses S. Grant is another. Of course, there's Dwight Eisenhower and General Marshall and Black Jack Pershing. It's usually military people that are upholding that sense of duty. But the truth of it is that we need it from our political leadership, too.
Exactly. Well, our political leadership and we the people. See, we're all in this together, right? And this is why, you know, as you start the foreword of the book, you talk about, you know, what happens if you ignore U.S. history. It is at our peril, is it not?
It is, and I think the thing is that the founders really really invented the idea of the people having representation under our form of constitution. It's a very unique innovation, frankly, that they created in the 18th century. But it is definitely incumbent on follow-on generations to take those rights and responsibility and that civic knowledge seriously, because as people have observed, you know, you're only a generation removed from losing a republic like ours if people don't understand that they've got a stake in it and that meaningful citizenship, being informed and participating and being knowledgeable, really matters.
Well, this is why we need to study history, right?
Absolutely. That you mentioned Paul Reed is the biographer of New York Times bestselling biographer Winston Churchill, and he did the foreword to the book, and he talks about Winston Churchill and one of the reasons why he was Churchill, and people of course forget he was part American. His mother was an American, but he wrote 50 history books, and it prepared him then when he became Prime Minister of England to provide the kind of political leadership that the Western world really needed to defeat Nazi Germany. And then he turned on his heels and did the same thing at the beginning of the Cold War.
Exactly.
Outlining that you know, these totalitarian regimes, whether they're Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union, are dangerous to the survival of democratic ideals.
And the thing was so amazing, was so obvious to Benjamin Franklin because he studied it. And he had to lead people into that understanding, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the things I'm always struck by. It's the founding fathers, whether it's Benjamin Franklin or John Adams or James Madison or...
Jamie, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Jamie Gass after this.
Here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Talking about the indispensable nature of history and civics and why it is so important, whether we're a new American nation or whether we're 200 near 50 years old, it is important. Often we're told that we should remember, we should not forget. Certainly the founding of our nation is so vital and so critical to our birthright and to our future that it really it more than behooves us. We must be duty-bound, as we were saying earlier, duty-bound to know our origins and the significance of our history. Jamie Gass continues with us. He's the director of the Pioneer Institute Center for School Reform. Jamie, as you were saying before we went to break, that... Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to just pick up on the threads that you were mentioning, Bill, about how well-educated the founders that were, how... you know, grounded they were in scripture, in Greek and Roman history, English law, science. I mean, they were so well educated, people like Benjamin Franklin and James Madison and John Adams. And they really are a model not only of statesmanship that we need to continually look at, but they were also a model for education, how a citizen in our democracy is educated so in a wide way so that they're able to be uphold those rights and duties that you were talking about.
Exactly. Well, but at this point, see, the baton's been passed on. You know, as Ron Reagan said, we're one generation away, you know, from losing, you know, our birthright and losing this great American experiment. And we have been dangerously at that precipice. You know, some have talked about America being at that tipping point. And I think that we're beyond the tipping point when you consider that it seems like we're on the other side of the hill heading down, because things seem to be moving with such rapidity, Jamie.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's definitely this feel about it. I mean, people that are knowledgeable about history can see before the Civil War, all the various factions are fraying on one another, different regions, different groups, et cetera. And you see a lot of those kind of dynamics today. And I think it's why it's so important to have high-quality political leadership and citizens that are knowledgeable of figures like Lincoln and the efforts that are and the language and the vocabulary of our Constitution and our democracy, so that we're able to make wise choices about the political leadership that represents us. Because, of course, we do live in a republic that we elect folks to represent us, but they have to reflect the history and the values and the ideals on which the country is based.
In Restoring the City on a Hill, U.S. History and Civics in America's School, Jamie, you're one of the editors, you and Chris Sinicola. How did you put this group together? You know, I mean, you've got some brilliant writers here and historians that have contributed to this.
Well, thanks. We really worked hard. It really is kind of an abridgment of almost 10 years of work that we've done. What we really try to do, we always claim to be the smartest guys in the room, but we're really good at selecting high-quality historians and educators and civic leaders that can point us in the right direction. And it's why we enlisted people like Edie Hirsch. She's a prominent standards expert. We had Paul Reed, that I mentioned him earlier, New York Times bestselling biographer of Winston Churchill. We had some good quality political leadership here in Massachusetts in the 90s. But we really try to get people that are engaged in academically serious and high quality ideas so that they're explaining to us what it is a good civics and history curriculum looks like, not just sort of bureaucrats or a lot of the process-oriented people that you often find around schools and sort of the bureaucracy of schooling. I think it's, in a way, we're trying to have these excellent academic leaders and educators point the direction to us, show us what a high-quality history and civics curriculum looks like.
Well, we've needed this academic discussion. I mean, for so long, there's been so much emotion flying around, Jamie, that we've kind of lost our senses here. And this book is a true blessing for a time period like this, because it causes us to pause, you know, for just a moment if we can. Because I've been encouraging our audience and the nation at large is that, we need to return to first principles. You know, when you've got a majority of America saying we're on the wrong track, I say, okay, good observation. All right, but what does the right track look like? And the right track, I believe, can be found in these original principles, in these founding principles that we can look at and say, okay, let's take a look at these once again and consider, when did we make a wrong turn? What did we, in the process of the years and the decades that have passed by, what did we forego? What did we leave behind that was so critical that's affecting our future? And I think that if we do that, it will become quite obvious, don't you?
Oh, I do. And I think what you're seeing is that when you ground history and history instruction and civics in primary sources, that is great speeches from historical figures, whether it's George Washington or Lincoln or Frederick Douglass or Martin Luther King or Churchill, kids find that engaging and they find it interesting because there's substance to it. And of course, we haven't had as much of that as we need. And in the absence of that, that void has been filled with a lot of fads and a lot of politicized agendas, which kind of leads kids down the wrong path. And I think that's what you're seeing. The kids are not properly educated in the high quality primary sources that actually brings history alive and makes it human and engaging and interesting to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's not threatening to talk about the 1619 Project or these other, you know, waves of, of energy, historic energy that may enter into a current culture. But, you know, you put it against, like you said, these principal documents and say, how do you perceive the 1619 Project in light of these other documents, these historic traditional documents that have been longstanding in our country, and allow the kids to exercise some, you know, critical thinking and to be able to appreciate the comparative, right? I mean, to me, it seems like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing about it, is it's important to look at the history of the country, warts and all. I mean, but I'll have it be balanced and understand that the founders were great men. They were remarkably, I mean, Lincoln referred them as a forest of oaks. They were really high quality, but they weren't perfect. I mean, and you can't have these utopian visions about the way the past is or the way the present is going to be. It has to be grounded in the weaknesses of human nature. And but of course, there's a lot of uniquenesses around this country that has prompted people for centuries to want to come here, because they understand it's a qualitatively better way of life. There's more liberty. There's more respect for the rule of law here than any place on the globe. But again, kids need to be taught that, and they can't just embrace this blame America first view of things because it's not historically accurate.
Right.
MLK, he often drew from the founding documents and the vision of the founders to say, hey, look, the country hasn't always upheld its civil rights for African Americans, but these are the sources of where you're going to access those rights.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, I've never known of these men to claim perfection. If anything, they admitted to their own human failings, whether it's Martin Luther King or any other historical figure, as you would go down. It would only seem that those that want to rewrite history would claim that Martin Luther King Jr. was perfect.
That's right. You know, I think one of the things you've seen, and it's gradually the idea of heroes and heroines have been brushed out of the education of young people, and it goes back decades. But part of really what you're doing is you're recognizing that humans, all of us, have failings. And part of appreciating human excellence is also understanding our weaknesses and having a balanced view of what human beings are capable of. And I think it kind of prevents people from embracing a utopian or sort of perfectionist view of what human nature is all about. And, of course, whether it's the founders or Lincoln or MLK or Frederick Douglass, they were really well educated in the past because that's how they were grounded in understanding the realities of human nature. And that's what, of course, our government is based on, that iconic. Mm-hmm. Human beings are not angels nor devils, but they're capable of self-government. And that's what the founders believed in. They believed that human beings are actually capable of governing themselves.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple of minutes left here, Jamie. And in Chapter 7, you talk about advanced civics for U.S. history teachers. Maybe we need to, come together and agree when it comes to curriculum. You know, first of all, what is the mission of teaching history and civics and the core studies so that, we're scrutinizing of these outside influences that tear down and not build up?
I think part of the purpose of history is in a way to leave your era, to enter another world in the past with an imagination and understand the decisions, the key political decisions or legal decisions or military decisions that people had to make in their time, which was different from our time. And you can draw these lessons, civic lessons, moral lessons, lessons about character and perseverance, about integrity, from these historical examples. But the teachers have to make MLK or make Ronald Reagan or the founders or Churchill come alive so that people don't see them as portraits or just statues, but real human beings with strengths and weaknesses. And I think that's one of the real important qualities, is that kids have the imagination to leave their own era and understand how other great figures lived their lives and the decisions they had to make.
Well, Jimmy Gass, congratulations on the book. How can people get their hands on it?
It's available at pioneerinstitute.org and also Amazon. I'm really grateful, Bill, for you having me on.
Well, thank you so much. He's the director of Pioneer Institute Center for School Reform. Jamie Gass has been our guest. Thank you, Jamie. Take care. Be well.
Thank you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.